I love his voice. And I am on the road again. And please pray over us this week. We've got to run over to Virginia and grab some furniture and come screaming back. Not what we really wanted to do, but we don't want to wait months to set up our new place. And so we couldn't figure out any other way to do it but this. But we'll be back to kick up our heels and scream and shout and perspire all over everybody and just have a great old time. Here's the quote from Willie Nelson. He said, "When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around." I don't know about you, but that zings me. It's like, oh, wow. Robert Brault said, "Enjoy the little things, the little things. For one day you may look back and realize that they were the big things." And then here's one that I appreciate from Tara Rock. "With an undefended heart, we can fall in love with life over and over every day. We can become children of wonder." Somebody say children of wonder. Children. "Grateful to be walking on earth. Grateful to belong to each other and to all of creation. We can find our true refuge in every moment, in every breath." I am so thankful for you guys. I don't take anybody for granted. We have been through the mill this year. But we're like Jeff Arnold would say, "Bubba, I'm still kicking. I'm still kicking. You're still kicking. We're still kicking. Oh, praise God. We're going to make it through this craziness. And God's going to be exalted and glorified. And we will have testimonies. You may tell your grandkids. You won't believe what we went through when we were young." Anyway, love you much. And Brother Dinkins, I've asked him just to maybe share a couple of thoughts about gratefulness. And it's going to be very, very special. And we've got a little video. It's just about an 8-minute video, but you will never forget it. I promise you. All right. It's going to bless your heart. A true, miraculous story from one Thanksgiving day. Love you, Brother Dinkins.
Love you too, Pastor. The Lord is wonderful, isn't he? You know, I saw something on Facebook the other day, and it says, you know, I grew up, of course, in the 70s, and those who grew up in the 70s, we remember the 78 blizzard, and then the world came to an end, and you couldn't go anywhere because of all the snow and everything that happened. Apparently, the COVID is our 78 blizzard, so COVID-19 now has put that to rest. I can say I went through two things, the blizzard and now the COVID. But I tell you what, we serve an awesome, awesome God. And I love the Lord so much. And I love our pastor and Sister Meadows dearly. They are so sweet. And I appreciate every time I've been coached and spoken to, I appreciate it very much. And because that's how we grow. That's how we grow. And you know, the Lord, I want the Lord to continue to coach me. I want the Lord to continue to teach me how to grow because I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be. And I look forward to being in heaven with him and spending eternity with him. I told Rhonda Sunday when we were driving home from here, that song Sister Esther, Sister Jess, you guys sung, it was such a blessing. I told Rhonda, you know, we were driving down to Florida, and we just started singing that song. Why? I have no idea why it came on my mind. But it came on just to think about God taking us in his hand, leading us through the promised land. And you think about that. He can do it to all of us at the same time. That's the thing. I just love the Lord for that. And I want to just share a little bit here tonight what I feel like the Lord wants to do. And I think one of the most important things we can do during this time of this pandemic that we're living, going through, and everything that's happened in the past 12 months is to understand he's still on the throne. God is still in control. And he still deserves our praise and our worship and all that we give, because without him, I don't know how we would have got through this if it wasn't for God. Because we couldn't do nothing without him. I got two scriptures. The first one I want to read is found in Psalms chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1 says, "I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. Verse 2, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high. And I think about that as I was studying it. It is so true. With my whole heart, I want to sing praises to God. I want to worship him and lift him up. Because if I give him my whole heart and everything that's inside of me, there is nothing for anything else when we give our whole heart to the Lord. We don't have time for anything else when we're worshiping and praising him. And this is the time we need to be lifting him up and thanking him for all his goodness. And we go through things. Things have happened to everyone in this room, everyone on live stream, or what. Something has happened to us this year, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. But something has always been there. But you know what? Our God has been there with us. We may have not seen it, but we need to praise him for it. Give him praise in everything that we do. Everything that we go through is to lift him up and to magnify him. And that's what I want to do here tonight is just encourage us to worship him and give him thanks. Be thankful for everything that God's done. We may not understand why we've gone through things we've gone through, why things have happened the way they have happened, but if we're thankful to him for what he's done for us, it'll be such of a blessing. And he will be given the glory and honor. That's the nice thing. When we praise him and we exalt the Lord and magnify his name, he gets all the glory and all the honor. We can do nothing without the Lord because it's all about Jesus. I'm not here today without Jesus. And I'm thankful that 30-some years ago in 1984, that's a long time ago. Some of you weren't even born yet. Some of you were little, and some are older. But you know what? In 1984, this time of the year is always special to me because this is when I met my wife and when she invited me out to church. And my life changed after that in so many positive ways and what God's done. So I'm thankful for this time of the year and what God has done for us and for our family and everything. He is a wonderful Savior who I love. My second scripture is found in Psalm 69. I think David knew how to write these psalms. He had something. Kind of like Brother Thad. They say David had a beautiful voice and would sing, and I love hearing Brother Thad and Brother Noah sing together and those things. And I they say make a joyful noise. I don't know when I sing if it's joyful or not, but I like to let it out a little bit just because I'm so grateful for what the Lord has done. And it says here in Psalm 69, verse 30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Everything that we do, we're just giving him glory and honor and praise, like I've said before, because he is so worthy of it. When I think about the things that Jesus has done, I can't help but get happy. Think about it. If you're going through a rough patch or a rough part of your day, stop for a moment and think about something that God's done for you. And here's what I love about Jesus. One of the many things is that when we stop and we start praising him and start lifting him up and start giving him some praise and all, and we sing from our heart and just kind of rejoice with him, he'll come on into our presence there and just make us feel so much better that we forget about what we were crying about earlier. That's what he does. That's what our God does for us. And that's what Jesus does for us when he just comes in unto us to minister to us. And he's just there all the time. Even when we don't feel him. Even when we don't see him at times, have you ever said, where are you, Lord? Where are you at? I don't feel you this morning, or I don't feel you right now. But you know what? I feel his presence in this place. And I believe it's because he knows we have come together here tonight to worship him and to magnify him in everything that we do. Because I'll say it until the day I die, I can't do anything without Jesus. No matter how much education we have, no matter how much of things that we have or the things we get and all these things, it is nothing without God. And I just thankful for everything that he's done, because I could be here all night long and I can bore you to death about everything he's done. But when I look back on things in my life, I don't know how I got where I'm at today because of different things that's happened through it. But I always know this, that God has been there all the time. When you want to make a decision that you don't know if it's the right decision, you go to him and he tells you what you need to do. And that's what the God does. He gets us on that path. And I said it before, one of the best things that happened to Faith Worship Center, we weren't called Faith Worship Center at that time, it was Galloway Apostolic Church, is when Pastor and Sister Meadows came. When they came here, things changed. Everything changed. Our church was hurting at that time. A lot of things was going on. I didn't know if I wanted to be at this particular location. Well, I'm saying the church, not this building here. I'm just talking in general. But God spoke to me and Rhonda when we were on a trip to Florida and said, "You're not going anywhere." He did for 2 years. he hasn't he, Pastor? I heard it. And I said, did you hear what I said? He did do it too already. But I'm not saying it to be funny or nothing. It's understanding what God wants. And realizing that being in his will, we may not understand things that that comes across at us. We don't understand at times. But God always understands. He understands where we need to be and why we need to be there. And then he will put people in front of us to help us and to help us grow and help us learn. And that's what I love about Pastor and Sister Meadows so much. And I love each and every one of you. Everyone in here, and at the sound of my voice, you've had an impact on my life some way or another. And it's always been positive. It's been positive. Because we have grown to know each other and to love God. And I think that is one of the things I love about Faith Worship Center, is that we know how to worship the Lord, but we also know how to love God. And when we get to the point where we just go into his presence and worship him and just lift him up, he comes in. I felt him tonight when we came in here. He is here, and he wants to do some wonderful things for us. So my challenge for us tonight as I get ready to close here is I would like for us to just do something we haven't done before. If it's been a while since you just, in your car, turn off the radio, start singing to the Lord while you're going down the street. Just do something you haven't done in a long time. Maybe you used to do something and you stopped because for whatever reason. Go back and start doing those again. When we sung that old song, I saw people stand during that who I haven't seen stand in a long time. Some of us older ones. I was sitting up there looking back and I thought, because those are the songs that we used to sing when I first came into church. And people would get excited. And you know what? And I love our songs now, because the song we sung tonight, they're all special. They're all lifting up the Lord and magnifying him. And he comes in. So I'm thankful that we have a God who doesn't leave us. We may feel it, but he doesn't. I'm thankful for a God who always is there. Like Brother Scott was testifying about his health situation. But you know what? God's been with him the whole time. And each and every one of us can say the same thing. No matter what we go through, it would be a lot worse if we didn't know who Jesus was. And I'm thankful that I know who God is. And I serve the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. And that I know that I found the truth. You just know it when you come into the truth, when God reveals himself to you of who he is. You don't have to wonder, because I was raised in a different denomination, but I know this fact. I know who he is, and he speaks to us. I don't have to worry about doing all these different catechisms that I used to have to do, because I can go straight to the throne And I'm thankful for that. And I love God. And I appreciate him. God bless you tonight.
We're going to soften the lights. Thank you, Brother Dinkins, so much. I don't know why, but one of the last trips that we made, which is what we're going to do tomorrow, God willing, was we were flying down the freeway toward Virginia to spend some time with the Cunninghams. And it was at night, and I think we were going, it seemed like it was over a bridge of some kind. We were probably flying about 70 miles an hour, 65 at least. And I didn't know there was a parked car, you know, that little space between your line, the right side of your lane, and the bridge. This little narrow, a car was parked right there with part of the car sticking out into my lane. And I didn't see it, but like in a millisecond, I was on it. And I don't even know what I did. I think I just sort of did this little, you know, like a little, I don't know what it is. But anyway, I missed it. I should have hit it. If I had hit that car on that bridge going 65 to 70 miles an hour, I probably wouldn't be here telling you about it today. And, you know, in a millisecond, God can show his mercy and his kindness. And so I've had so too many close calls to be such a young man. That's supposed to make you just fall out on the floor, you know, right. So I don't know if you can think of a moment.